Right now on VFN TV, can you imagine all these security cameras in America being taken over by the police? Well, they're actually talking about that coming to pass. In addition, we're going to be talking about how important it is to learn how to tread water before you swim. So many people are trying to do big things in their life, but they haven't yet mastered how to tread life and to be able to take care of the mundane things. And Steph Curry made the most valuable player. It was a unanimous decision, but he was thanking who? Thanking God. This and Facebook and what they said about conservatism on their social media right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
It's going to be a physical battle. It's a physical battle. It's going to be on the ground.
God says things are going to get so bad soon that the draft is going to be reinstated in the United States of America.
I ask that the Congress declare a state of war.
Shapiro said, he said that the moment the president made that declaration, that America's going to go back to the 60s. All the turmoil that America had in the 60s, and guess what? As soon as that was said, that America is going to go back to the 1960s. The 60s were horrific. John F. Kennedy, the assassination of John F. Kennedy. You had the riots. We had Vietnam War. We had the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. You had the assassination of Senator Robert Kennedy. I mean, it was horrific. Everything started breaking apart in America.
The people of God, the church, the people of Israel always ignore the prophets, right? It's what we do.
Holy Spirit said this year will be a very unusual wind and an unusual year on many levels. A phrase will be repeated: I have never seen anything like this before.
Because the Lord is doing his best to wake up America one more time.
If my people who are called by my name will do these things, I'll heal their land. And he has always worked through a remnant.
The Lord said there's coming a great international harvest of souls through the internet and online. He said that the internet will light up as the Holy Spirit accelerates his mighty wonders. He also said that the net and lines will bring tremendous and miraculous provision to the body of Christ, because time is of the essence and the waters are abundant for harvest.
And the Lord said, I'm raising up
that we're called as one to be able to move in unity. And so, you know, where are you connected at? Where are you rightly related? But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
This is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
It's time for us to quit this escapism mentality, and it's time for us to read the word and understand we need to build for 1,000 years.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is Steve Kalaszewski. There's over 30 million security cameras in America, and computer scientists have come up with a way that law enforcement can take them all over and watch what we're doing. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
Well, America has around 30 million security cameras around the country, and now computer scientists have developed a way to let law enforcement tap into any one of them that isn't protected by a password. Wired Magazine reports the system is still just in the proof of concept stage and wouldn't use private feeds or those in a home. But privacy advocates worry that necessary surveillance could turn into overreach by the government or even an authorized use of the system, along with the possibility that someone could hack into it. You can find out more about this system and what privacy advocates are saying about it on CBN News.
So you think about that. This is like a storybook. This is like a movie that's just a fiction. But it's not fiction. It's really real. Can you imagine that every eye is on everyone while they're tracking everybody with their cell phones, with that tracking system, and now they're visually tracking you with facial recognition? Now, what are we going to? What's happening? I'm telling you, this is almost like that day that you talk about in Revelation chapter 13, where that everything's going to be under some form of control. The good news, of course, is that if you're with the Lord, God's going to protect you and keep you. But we are walking into those prophetic days now. On a lighter note, Steph Curry won the most valuable player, but not just by one vote, by a unanimous vote. That's never been done before, I believe, in the 60-year history of the NBA. And who did he thank? He thanked God and his family. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
This is an unbelievable honor. I want to thank everybody for being here to celebrate this with me. It's been a very fun year. Obviously, we've accomplished a lot, and to obviously be in the middle of a playoff run and out here competing and striving for another banner to kind of stop and celebrate all that went into going into this award, it is definitely special. I want to be able to take that time to celebrate it and thank the people that have helped me get here and kind of just look back and reflect a little bit. So first, I want to thank Kia and everybody, all the sports writers, journalists who voted for me this year for this award. I looked at the list of everybody who's won an MVP before, the legends, guys that their name are household names and they jump off the page. And to be the first unanimous MVP award winner is something that I don't even know how to put into words. Guys have been thanking me all day, and I don't really know what to say. It's just a huge honor, something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life. But it's just something that when I'm out here playing the game and doing what I love to do and what I've been blessed to do and given the talents to do, you never know exactly how it's going to unfold. And you just have that faith and drive to have this and have that special, attachment to, the first unanimous MVP award winner is definitely special. So thank you guys for voting for me. I want to thank God, obviously, for health, for the talents he's given me, for my family who supports me, for the things that basketball's taught me on and off the court, for the people that I've been able to meet through the game of basketball. I've been blessed in that regard, through and through. So I'm just thankful for this opportunity to play the game that I love and share that with the world, really. I want to thank my wife, Aisha. Like I said last year, none of this is possible without you. You've given me the opportunity to go out here, work as hard as I do, spend the hours I need to do, at the gym during practice, for games, on the road. All the while just holding down the house and doing, the little things that keep our family going. You've given our two daughters something and an example to look up to as they grow up. And, I don't take that for granted at all. It's definitely special to watch you do what you do every single day, the strength that you have, the patience that you have. Whether I have a good game or not, you're the same person every single day, and that means a lot to me to be able to come home and just share life with you. So thank you very much for who you are. My parents, Seth, Sidell, my sister who's not here with us, you guys are my rock, my support, my encouragement. Just thank you for all that you've done for me growing up, the encouragement you continue to give me. I'm blessed to have such a tight-knit family that we can talk about anything, whether we talk very frequently or not, since we're on separate ends of the country. It's a lot of moving parts, and we always stay tight and find that center and that ground that keeps us together. And I think that's something that's very special. So thank you guys for who you are as well.
That's so awesome to see an NBA player, the most valuable player, voted unanimously. It's 60 years of the NBA that's never been done before. And he's honoring God, and he's honoring his family. And just a powerful, powerful thing. And we're just thankful for Steph Curry and the light that he represents in the sports industry, including his wife and what she does as well. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about Mark Zuckerberg. He is the founder and leader of Facebook, and they've been accused of being biased when it comes to conservative viewpoints, and how he came and addressed the issue and wants to make it different, wants to make sure that conservatives and everybody gets a voice in social media. Make sure you join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? It will kill you. But we've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Well, the founder of and leader of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, that there was a report out that they were being biased. And the way it works, if you're not familiar with social media, and it's really difficult, nobody really has their finger on it, but they have, you know, programs set up that determines how long or what will be seen. If you have, for example, this one guy, they said he had 75 friends, right? And they reported on the news, that's not many friends. I'm like, 75 friends is a lot of friends.
A lot to keep up with.
You know, and what the friends means really for Facebook is just somebody that somehow clicked on a link.
I clicked a button
link
75 times.
That said friend. And but that's what they're talking about. But when you put something on your Facebook, you may be thinking, how come my family doesn't say anything back to me? Well, everybody doesn't see everything you post. They determine who's going to see what you post.
Mm-hmm.
They call it a logarithm, but it's a program that says, even though you may have 100 friends, they may only show that to 20 of your friends. 20 based on some sort of rhythmic thing that they created. Well, when you buy advertising or you have some political viewpoint, like people are posting, you know, which candidate they're for or what values they're for, people think, and you see people that don't know this, and they're just spilling their heart out on Facebook, not realizing that Facebook's going to determine who gets to see that and who doesn't. You may have 1,000 friends on your Facebook, but all 1,000 of them will not see what you post. So if you're wondering why your grandchildren didn't say something back to you or why your friend didn't say something, it's not always they didn't see it. It's not always they didn't reply to you. They might not have even seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about, is it right for a social media company to pick and choose who gets to see what in regards to liberal political viewpoints and conservative political viewpoints? And so they were saying there's some sort of bias against any conservative viewpoints. The first thing that we have to remember is that Facebook is a company. It's a business. It's a private company. And if we are for constitutional rights, they can do whatever they want to.
Yeah.
We don't have to be and use Facebook. Well, we have a Facebook page. It's VFNTV. It's facebook.com/VFNTV. You can see it on your screen. We like it. It's a great way to be able to keep in contact with folks. We have, you know, from all over the world, actually. But it doesn't mean everybody gets to see everything that happens. That's what they chose. But what I thought was so cool is that when a senator confronted Zuckerberg about this, about this political bias, it was a senator addressing these particular allegations, that Mark made a point. He had a meeting, called everybody together. He says, listen, we don't want to be perceived that way.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do that. People don't have to give you a place in their business. But he made a point. He says, we don't want to be that. We want to be able to. And what we found out based on the reports was they were looking at certain news sources to be able to determine what they wanted to trend. In other words, trend would be what they're going to have show up on your Facebook when you log in the most.
Mm-hmm.
And they just so happened to be using liberal news sources, and whatever they were, like Huffington Post, I believe, was one of them. I'm not sure. But whatever they were running, that's what they trended. Well, obviously, it's a liberal-type-leaning press. But what they decided to do is not to use those forms of media anymore and just allow it to happen. I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, I mean, there's like 1 billion people on Facebook, supposedly.
And the mere fact that you have a privately held company wanting to know that feedback and then not only taking that, but then taking a responsive action and saying, well, we don't want to be perceived that way. Not a lot of companies are going to respond that way.
That's really important because whether we like it or not, this is where things are going.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's going in the area of connectivity. That word of mouth advertising has always been the best form of advertising. But what better than to have someone who's connected to a few of their friends, who's connected to a few of their friends, who's connected to a few of their friends. And next thing you know, within a short period of time, they have things they call going viral. And that's somebody sharing with somebody, sharing with somebody. So if you got a great product, you got a great service, you have a great program, a prophetic program, mm-hmm. like VFNTV.
Absolutely.
You know, it just gets around the world. And we think it's a great thing to be able to do that. But we also think about Google is another search type mechanism in regards to, they're not obviously not social media. They have one a thing that's out there that people don't even really know much about. But they have, they determine who's going to be the first one to come up based on these kind of programming on searches. And that's so important because so many people do not go and type in the address bar, VFNTV.com. They go right to the Google search and they type in VFNTV inside the search. Then they click on it. What you did when you've done that way, you've given Google the data on your life and what's going on because they're tracking all that. Well, we've noticed that in our viewpoint, and we feel like we have just a, you know, the best we can do in keeping the conversation light and biblically sound as we can, that when we first launched, and we'll be celebrating 4 years in a couple days, that Google was putting us out everywhere. But as our viewpoint became more evident that we were, you know, for God and we were, you know, for folks and we speaking prophetically about what's going on, we noticed that Google began to change our our analytics and change, you know, what, how we were getting out there. And they controlled that. They determined that. And so it is pretty important. It can change a business overnight. But we're on so many different platforms. You know, we're in Google's aspect of it. We're in Facebook, but we're also in SoundCloud, which is actually based out of Germany, but we're SoundCloud all over the place. We have our own app that's going on. We have so many different forms of out, being out there. It's amazing, including podcasts. And so we think it's great. I mean, every way that we can get the word out. There was a day that, you know, people who were wanting to talk to people about God and the goodness of God, they had to show up with a bullhorn on the back of a pickup truck with a sign and go through the community and neighborhood. This is back in the, you know, the 40s, 50s, and 30s. And they had to begin to open up a big tent and get people to come to it and go knock on every door. But we can talk right now. I mean, just a bare minimum on the Gulf Coast, 1.4 million folks.
That's right.
On the Gulf Coast. And that's not including the world and the state and all that we're talking with. And that, you know, we have listeners in Saudi Arabia. We have listeners in the Middle East and Africa and India.
We're on every continent.
Every continent. And I think it's a good thing. I mean, are they going to mess with it? Yeah, they're going to mess with it. But they find out when revival begins to hit the way that we're seeing it hit, they're going to be wanting to spread it everywhere because it's going to be the happening thing. What God is doing is he's healing and delivering, and entire cities are turning over to the leadership of God as a third great awakening kicks in.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be every outlet that you can imagine. So I want to, you know, give a shout out to Mark Zuckerberg, right? Zuckerberg. That, hey, he wanted to meet and wanted it to be right. I think that's pretty cool. That's a big step, you know, for fairness, which means, you know, bad things and good things. But, hey, don't complain about the bad things if you're not putting good things out there. We got to quit screaming at the darkness, right?
And just shine the light.
And start being the light. And that's what we're doing at VFN TV is keeping the conversation light. When we get back from this break, we're going to be talking specifically about we're going to be talking specifically about how important it is to learn how to tread in life, how to tread water. It might not make sense, but it will make sense when we talk about it in just a moment. But so many people are trying to shoot for the moon. They're trying to get the, I mean, you watch, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen this Discovery Channel where you're watching this young couple. They're just two people, a husband and a wife, and they're buying a mansion of a house with five rooms in it. And they say, we got to have a big yard for our dog. And you're thinking like, my, it's like $1 million house, you know? And so many people are thinking that way. Why? They can't even tread water. They can't, every time they stop, they sink no matter what good they do. So listen to this offer. We have a great offer for you. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to begin to talk about how important it is to be able to tread in life. And then you'll reach success.
Offer 2006. All In, the coming revival and testimonies of the glory of God. As I was going to speak on a particular message at the VFM Dream Center, the Lord suddenly changed my message to begin to share about the testimonies from the Brownsville Revival at Pensacola, Florida, which I was a participant in. It was amazing testimonies and stories of what took place at the Brownsville Revival. And as we begin to share, expectancy grew, and that's exactly what happened at the VFN Dream Center. You've got to hear these prophetic testimonies in this message right now. It's offer 2006. For your gift of any amount, that's offer 2006 when you partner with VFN TV. To become a partner is very simple. Go to VFNTV.com and click on Partner Now. Or mail to VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. or call 844-408-3688. Don't forget, partner today. That's offer 2006.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We are in a major apostolic reformation season in the church. The church means fellowship in the Bible, but it also means strategeia, warring. So in the midst of this season, God is raising up through our fellowship a warring unit that knows how to move forward to accomplish his purposes in the earth. We want you to know that you need to connect with an apostolic movement, or else you need to be a part of building an apostolic structure. And we want to encourage you as you move forward in this season of the church that you be a part of the apostolic church arising.
With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller. Here's activist and lead singer of U2, Bono, describing why social justice is such a driving passion in his life.
Jesus begins his ministry by what? By quoting Isaiah, he walks into the temple and he said, that the blind may see, set the captives free, that the poor, all of the sort of justice agenda, that's how Christ began. So if we aren't following that, that's what was at the heart of, apart from personal redemption, which is the key, the second most important drive of the entire New Testament is against injustice and where we see it in little or large ways.
So where do you see injustice, and what can you do to help those who are suffering? Bono will be featured on our broadcast tomorrow, and you can hear that on this station or at focusonthefamily.com/radio.
Jesus is on his way somewhere. Meanwhile, there's a lawbreaker in the midst of the Jews. She's a woman with female issues. She is, according to the Mosaic law, she is unclean. She has broken the law. She should be isolated. This is what the Mosaic law demands. She has a flow of blood. She has a female problem. It's been this way for 12 years. This woman comes behind Jesus, and she reaches to the hem of his garment. And in that moment, she encounters glory in the form of divine healing. She experiences the glory of God from his backside. And Matthew 9:22 starts with some of the most profound theological words I've ever read in the New Testament. It says, but Jesus turned around. Wants to find the woman. Do you know why this woman does not instantly reveal herself? Because she is convinced Jesus will be upset. He'll reject me. He'll take me according to the law. How many Christians today are unwilling to return again, whether it's to church or to God's presence, because they're convinced there'll be judgment, there'll be condemnation, there'll be rejection, when in fact the opposite is true. Because of his grace and your small measure of faith, God is adamant and passionate about revealing his acceptance and approval.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome back. When I was in the Navy, what?
Never mind.
What?
Water. Okay. I'm burying your kids.
You know, the Navy was over in the Marines. You know that, right?
Yes, it was.
Y'all have a leader. It was the CNO, the Chief of Navy Operations.
Yes, we are the department of the Navy.
of the Navy, which was under the Navy, right? The under
no,
Navy.
No, we were right alongside you as another department.
Y'all were in the bottom of the boat.
You helped us get where we needed to go.
Yeah, right.
We were very grateful.
Anyway, so when I was in the Navy, when we were boot camp, the first thing that we had to do in the Navy in regards to water, because for some reason they wanted you to know your relationship to water was important.
It's probably important
in the Navy.
In the middle of the open sea.
Yes. And so you think they would want to know if you could swim or not. But what they really wanted to know was, can you float? No, yeah. I can float better than I did back then. Back then I was a little thinner. I think I had like a 28-inch waist.
Wow.
I still do, but I just got padding around.
Yeah, it's still there.
But yeah, it was 28-inch, something like that. Isn't that amazing? And so, but you had, which means I had nothing to help me float.
Right.
Right? So you had to get in the water.
You had to be very confident on the surface.
Yeah. And you had to tread water in one place. You would think that, can you swim? But that wasn't the issue. The issue was, can you tread water? Because it doesn't matter if you can swim. Some people could swim, but they couldn't stay. They couldn't tread water.
That's
they would
very
just
true.
Sink. They would sink like an anchor. I have a cousin. I have a cousin, man. It's the twins, right? And we were swimming, and they jumped in the pool, and he could not swim. He had no body fat on him. Just straight muscle. He jumps into the pool and just goes straight to the bottom, right?
That's right.
And so we're looking for Trent, trying to find out where he's at. And he's walking around on the bottom of the pool. It's like, he's walking on the bottom of the pool. He never could swim, so you had to walk around. This is how my dad taught me to swim. We're walking out on this is a side note. We're walking out on a pier. We used to live on Pensacola Beach. Mm-hmm. We used to live on Panferio Drive on Pensacola Beach, right by a flying saucer house. And Dad and I are walking out on this like 3 foot wide dock and over the Bay of Pensacola. And you know, you're compassionate, caring dad, right?
He's concerned about the welfare and safety of his children.
I felt so safe by my father, right? And so we're walking out, and all of a sudden Dad goes, "Can you swim?" And I said, "Yeah." You know, just saying, I don't think I could or whatever. He kicks me over in the water. He's like, kicks me in the water.
He wanted to know.
My dad kicked me in the water, right? And obviously, I found out I could swim.
Very good.
And so he was helping. Thanks, Dad. He was helping me out. But you got to, if you really care about your kids, you want to get them in close to the water, find out, you know, teach them how to swim if they can't
swim.
Build
confidence in the water.
Thank God I was able to swim. No, I'm messing with you. So, but when we got in the Navy, you had to be able to tread water. And the reason why, it doesn't matter what you accomplish in the water, at some point you're going to get tired. I don't care if you're Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know who else.
It's harder. The more muscle you have, the harder it is. You have to be very confident, because we did that. We had to do the same testing in boot camp. And then,
are you saying that the Marines have more muscle than
Navy? No. I'm saying in regardless of who you are,
right.
You know, you're talking about just body composition. It's just like strong people have sometimes a harder time because all their muscles are going and they can get a cramp or whatever. And if you had to tread water for a long time, you're going to find out how confident you are.
I think Pat just told me it's correct.
Yes.
He told me it's correct. He's always talking about how fit he is.
Yes,
isn't he great? Is. We know, Pat, you've been working out, but we're more joyful. Jolly.
Yes.
Be jolly. We're more jolly. Well, the reason why we're saying this is because you got to learn how to be able to be contented in life. This generation has been sold a bill of goods that you can do anything, you can go anywhere. It's true. But you first have to learn how to tread life. You got to learn how to be able to pay your bills. I mean, there's so many people that are wanting this huge mobile phone, for example, or this computer. And it's like, I mean, you don't even know what a power bill is, much less how to pay one yet.
Yeah.
Or they're complaining about a minimum wage job, for example, but they're not even doing the job that they're getting paid the minimum wage for. And so they're being told, nobody's being told that you got to learn how to be faithful in the mundane things. Is that once you understand how to tread water, you tread life, then at that point, you can start, you know, experimenting and trying a new business concept or, you know, trying new adventures. All along, though, you have to maintain the rent. You got to be able to make the payments. You got to be able to put gas in your car, because so many people right now are trying this and trying that. They're overspending themselves. And
when they stop, when they slow down, they crash. They lose everything. They lose their house. They lose their car. They lose their families being put out in the street. They're calling you up going, hey, can I come stay with you? No, you can't. You know, you're going to have to learn how to tread some water in your life. You're going to be able to tread. And I think about this, that, you know, the people that run after, you know, great wealth, and you got Timothy right there, and Paul's writing to Timothy talking about this. And he says, those folks that end up doing that end up falling to darkness. It's not about the most successful folks in life are the ones who actually sustain life over the long haul. That, you know, people say, well, that's not exciting. Well, it's a lot more exciting than you being kicked out on the street 15 times because you quit not paying your bills and the landlord has to go down and file paperwork on you to be able to have you removed out of a place because you haven't been faithful over your rent. Get a job that's conducive to your to taking care of your responsibilities, and if it does that, you'll be thankful for the job. You know, adjust your life to the income that God's entrusting with you, and be faithful to God with that. Being faithful to God and learning to be content is someone who learns how to tread life, and they understand it's like, you know what, I can try this, I can try that, but you know, I'm making sure that my family has a home. I'm making sure that we have food on the table. I'm making sure the car not only has gas in it, but it has a motor that works and the oil is changed and these things are maintained. The best testimony you can have in your life is to be able to tread life, to be able to learn how to be faithful in season. And we have things happen, you know, things happen, but a lot of times they're happening because we don't tread. We don't learn how to be content with no matter what we have. As a matter of fact, Paul writes to his spiritual son, Timothy, and he talks about it. What does Paul say to Timothy?
He says, those who have believing masters should not show them disrespect just because they are fellow believers. Instead, they should serve them even better because their masters are dear to them as fellow believers and are devoted to the welfare of their slaves.
So you're saying that if your boss is a believer, you're not supposed to take advantage of him or her.
No, no.
You're not supposed to expect special treatment because you're both the brothers or sisters in the Lord, right? You're supposed to actually treat them even with greater honor and greater respect. Greater honor,
that's right.
Because whatever how we do treat the least of these of God's, we're treating him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see master, you think about employer. When you see slave, think about employee. And it's like, this is how we're supposed to be. And he's talking about, hey, we're supposed to be good employees. What else did he say?
These are the things that you are to teach and insist on. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they're conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversies and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, and constant friction between people of corrupt mind who have been robbed of the truth and who think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
So they're pursuing God and the things of God because they're trying to increase their wealth. They're trying to make more money. I mean, how many people, if you preach... you know, the money gospel, as they say, if you preach on finance, people will pile up and listen all day long. If you preach to me how I can get rich. Now, God doesn't mind you having things, but he minds things having you. And the case right now, obviously, with 97% of the church in America, according to George Barna, are robbing from God and his tithes and offerings. Yeah. It's not about more money. It's about us being faithful with what we have. And it's not a mean to financial gain. But you're looking at somebody who has a strife in their life all the time. They're always just contentious and they're arguing like, did you pay your rent? Well, what do you mean by did I pay my rent? Like, did you give the money to the man who built that house? That type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're just arguing and they're just trying to they file their taxes in a way that they're hoping they don't get caught, but they're being deviant, trying to hide things. And they're just thinking about, what do I get back from my taxes? Mm-hmm. Instead of just like, you know, do what you got to do and trust God.
Simple things.
Yeah. Trust in God. As a matter of fact, be content. That's what he talks about next, isn't he? When he talks about that.
He says, but godliness with contentment is great gain.
That's so important because it's not just being content, but it's pursuing a life that's godly. That's like, you know, I want to live in accordance to the teachings of Jesus. I might not do it perfectly, but I'm pursuing that.
Yeah.
If I'm pursuing that and I'm also living a contented life with those two things together, you know, a pursuit of godliness, you know, in your life and contentment, it doesn't matter what happens with things. It just really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, things go up, things go down, markets go up, markets go down, nations rise, nations fall, but God is forever. And by focusing on him and being content in that, I'm telling you, I mean, there's a lot less stress.
Oh, yes.
You're more joyful. You know, that it's amazing how much better life is. And what else does he say about that?
It says, for we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with that.
Well, doesn't it have to be a name brand clothing?
No, not necessarily.
I mean, it has to be a certain kind of shoe. I mean, there is no shoe worship going on in society today, is there?
Just a little bit.
Is that who would have ever thought that somebody actually would be worth shipping their shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what? That's just wild. But they do. I've seen people walk around like crippled penguins. And I'm like, I need to pray for healing for you. And what it was is they were actually trying not to scuff up their shoes.
Yep.
I thought they were deformed, but they just needed to have, they didn't want their shoes to be scratched.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not crazy?
It does happen.
Because you can get new shoes.
Yes, you can.
They probably even got them shoes.
They made the very shoes that you wear. They made a few copies of those.
I'd say so.
Yes.
Okay.
He says, those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction.
There's so many people like, hey, I got this great new scheme. It's only going to cost you $125. Well, are you making any money at it? No, but they told me I'm going to be real rich one day. Like, come back and talk to me when you're actually making some money. Show me some checks. But you know, you notice that the same folks are going after the same thing over and over again. And they actually come back to you again with the next scheme after the last scheme fell.
No ideas.
And it's like, you're getting a clue here. And it's like inside of them, they're miserable because they're always running after more money. And Jesus says you can at least serve God or you can serve money, but you can't serve them both.
Can't serve both.
And when you serve God, God's going to take care of you. If he doesn't give you money, he'll provide for you the food that you would have had to actually spend. I know somebody with God, they didn't have the money to buy the house, but God just gave them the house.
Mm.
I know somebody that didn't make enough money to buy this particular house, so they lowered the price of the brand new house in half could have a brand new house.
Yes, it did.
Cars, I mean, God can take care of you. So I think it's important for us to understand he's talking about treading life, just being faithful and content with godliness in your life, that's treading.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good things can happen in the context of that, but you still got to tread. You still got to be able to float in the context of that.
Even as you say treading, I think about just the simplicity of budgeting. And it's just like you're talking about that awareness of all the things that flow into your life have to be flown out. And without that simple understanding of how things work, how things don't work, they don't teach that anymore. And that simple
you
wisdom,
think
that would be taught, but imagine how many people, you're going through college. When I graduated college, I was amazed that wasn't taught. You had to take an elective to learn it. And even then it was like a 5-minute conversation.
Right.
And it's just like, these are the simple things as a nation. If we would understand, it's just like being able to be faithful, to be able to tread, to be able to understand how things work, the simple things. Because when rent doesn't get paid, the outcome isn't very nice.
It's really strange what happens.
All my furniture goes away and
it's
and
awkward.
So
we're sitting out here on the street now. What do you think we should do from here? And so there are like Crown Financial mm-hmm. and some other things. Budgeting is a real great example of that, because the reason why people don't budget, because they don't want to know. And they think, if I stay ignorant,
if I don't have technology,
you know, then this ignorance
it doesn't really exist. Right. It's not really happening.
That presently only works in Washington, but it's fixing to crash. It's not going to happen. I mean, it's happening right now in Washington.
But think about that. Is Washington, is the financial situation.
We're $18 trillion in debt.
But think about this.
We could print money. I guess it would work.
Right.
Yeah.
Is the financial situation happening is because our leadership, the what's happening in Washington is a reflection of our hearts. So the question is what's going on in Washington right now simply a reflection of what is happening of how we perceive finances?
Or is what's happening in Washington what's reflecting what's happening in the people?
Right.
Because these officials come from the people.
Exactly.
You know, they're elected from amongst us. And you know, when we look at a government and tell them, hey, you know, you need to create a democratic socialist government like some other people are talking about, they're saying you need to be able to provide for my needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're saying. And it's like, why? Because you haven't taken care of your needs.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm telling you can trust God. I mean, everything's not perfect, but you can have a peace and a contentment, and you can tread. When other people, they get all excited and they dive off high dives and they swim real rapidly and they're boasting about how they're swimming, just hold on. Watch them. Over time, they cannot hang. They're going to sink. they're going to sink because they didn't build their foundation on Jesus Christ. They didn't understand that you got to be faithful to God, walking with the Lord, which means you're repented and you're walking with God, you're abiding with Him, you're having that firm foundation. Treading in the Lord is when you're actually having an abiding relationship with God, where you're spending time with Him and you're hearing what He has to say. And if you don't know how to do that, we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org, iabide.org. You got to learn how to tread in your relationship with God and in this society when you're walking. And you can do that. And a lot of people want to do it. They just don't have a plan to do it. And we have one for you at iabide.org. And when you do that, God's going to empower you and tell you what you need to do here, what you need to do there, to be able to stay afloat. And this, and it's going to get even rockier. I mean, some real tough waves are going to come. I mean, prophetic waves are coming that are huge, and you can actually be sustained and you can tread during the season that's coming because God will keep you afloat. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The sights, the monuments, the faith are beyond belief. But beyond the ancient homeland you've always known, discover how all of Israel is beyond belief. Immerse yourself deeper. Reawaken your passion. With 1,000 new perspectives, your heart will stay, but you will return renewed and amazed beyond belief. Your journey begins here.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store and or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you have not been to Penton House Barbershop, they have a spa as well. Mm-hmm. They have a spa and a spa a barbershop. But I love the barbershop because it's like a guy's place. You know what I'm saying? It has like the old-timey barber chairs in it. It has this old brick veneer going on. It has a pool table in there. And they even give you a shave. I haven't yes, please put a razor in my neck. But they'll give you a shave and all this different stuff. So if you get a chance to go there, and I'm excited about the new location coming in Pensacola. Mm. It's going to be right in downtown Pensacola, but it's Penthouse. And you go all the way on Highway 90 in Santa Rosa and turn on Shamukla. I think it's Shamukla Highway, and it's right there behind the store that the last person who won, like, the lottery or something, that store there. And it's a very nice folks there, and get a great cut, and it's because military base is close by there. You get a chance to meet a lot of the pilots and all that are coming there. But David, right?
Yes.
David, King David, before he was king, he was somebody who understood how to tread. How to tread water. Simple things. He was faithful in the mundane things. Even when he knew his future, even when he knew that God was going to use him to be a king over Israel, he had no problem going back to work and doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's amazing. It's like, I know you're going to be something, but right now you need to do something. You know, you need to be a doer of this job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to get authority. I know you got all this authority that you're talking about, but you need to get this authority over a sink full of dirty dishes in this restaurant here, and you got to do these dishes, clean them up good. And so David took care of the father's business. I mean, if you do this, this is like, what is he talking about? But listen, there's a lot of people who don't understand this. They don't understand that dishes get clean because you actually touch them and you wash them, or you put them in a dishwasher, and they don't know that you actually had to pay for the dishwasher, and they don't realize how hot water actually touches the dishes in the dishwasher, that you pay to put a hot water heater in, that you pay the power company to keep that thing hot. They don't know all this yet, so we have to talk about this. They don't really realize how food gets on the table. They just show up and demand more.
It just appears.
Yeah, they're like, oh, give me some more shoes. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy, isn't it?
Until they have to pay for it with their own money. Yeah. They're like, whoa, hey.
It's amazing how cheap they get when they get that point. No, I'll just take those Kmart brackets. Anyway, so but David was faithful. He was faithful. And I think about, you know, how God just took this faithful man and said, listen, because you've been faithful over a few things, over his father's small flock of sheep, so much so that his brothers ridiculed him. It's like, look at you and your few sheep. And it's like, hey, but I'm being faithful over these few sheep. While you're hiding behind a rock here, brother, and scared of Goliath, that I'm being faithful over these things. And he was just faithful what God entrusted to him. He dealt with a lion. He fought the lion and he won. He fought the bear and he won. So he progressively grew in his knowledge because he learned how to tread life. You have to tread before you can swim. It doesn't matter how much you can swim and how far you can go, and how, I don't care how many doctorates you have after your name or how much education or student loans you got over your head. Do you actually know how to do something?
Yeah.
And you think about that, man. How many times even when we went through college and the universities, and you're thinking, like, I always would think, like, so if you're teaching me business and you're not doing business, I mean, if this is so good, why aren't you doing business?
Yeah.
If these theories really work, if managerial finance produces this kind of, and you always wonder, like, how come that's
why
not?
And
it's the people
that
focus
on it.
And I think this culture today is about, I want to learn and be mentored by someone who's actually doing it.
Yeah, and it is amazing as you're saying that, and it's an accurate perspective as you're talking about the Navy in the beginning in regards to getting so focused ahead. A lot of people put so much emphasis on those guys that are actually on the front lines, your special forces. Isn't it amazing that the first thing that they do in training is treading water?
First thing.
The first thing that they do to realize, to quote unquote weed people out,
right,
is treading water.
Right.
You can't do any of that.
Right.
Even regardless of what they end up doing in the military, or like you're saying, what you end up doing in business, it's like, it is amazing how so many are failing because of that simple teaching.
I mean, you're seeing right here, you can see Jonathan Hamilton treading water right here in this picture. That it is so important to be able to just learn to tread, to tread life. And, and learning these principles that if you're faithful over a few things, you can be found faithful over many. But if you're not faithful over a few things, God's not going to entrust you with more.
Why should you get more?
And the basic principles of treading life is, how do I maintain my own personal relationship with Jesus Christ? That is making him the Lord of your life, which means he's the one leading you. Secondly, how do I relate to him? Through an abiding relationship. He says it's impossible to do anything outside of an abiding relationship. That's why we tell you, to go to iabide.org and get you a plan. We broke it down so simple so that you can, young folks are having a treading life experience with God. You can tread, and it's so important because the water goes up, the water goes down. But if you can stay afloat, it doesn't matter how high it is or how low it goes. If you're walking on ground one moment, if it's over your head the next, because you're not touching the bottom, you're floating mm-hmm. above the circumstances of life. And then in that, you all of a sudden you got to, you know, begin to pray and believe God for a job, to begin to work. And it really, I mean, people say, well, I got to have this much money. Well, right now you're not making any. So making something's better than making nothing.
That's right.
And doing something's better than doing nothing. And if you're faithful with that, then you can be trusted with more.
Mm-hmm.
Every business is looking for someone to promote into places of leadership, into places of supervision. They're not against that. They want that to happen. But you got to ask yourself, how come I'm not a candidate for that? Mm-hmm. Am I not being faithful what they told me to do? To know that vision of that company, to know the direction of that company, to understand the heartbeat of the founder of that business, that ministry, what God has called them to do. That's how you'll know. They're looking to promote you. But if you can't tread water, they know, no matter how good you are, that you're going to sink the moment tragedy hits, the moment something happens, that you don't have that solid relationship. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you to learn how to tread. I don't care if you're a Marine. I don't care if you're a sailor. I don't care where you are. You've got to first learn how mm-hmm. to tread water before you swim. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I just thank you for the wisdom that we have in your word and through learning from those that have gone before us, God. I pray for each and every one that's hearing this word, that's seeing this word, that they would begin to think about, you know what? I'm going to quit thinking these big things right now, and I just want to learn how to swim. I want to learn how to tread water. I want to learn how to be faithful in the small things and the mundane things and allow you to promote me, because all promotions come from you, God. I want to learn how to tend the small flock. I want to learn how to fight the lion. I want to learn how to fight the bear before I'm talking about this big talk about defending and fighting Goliath, for example. Lord, I pray for each and every one, God, that you would touch them and encourage them, God, and just increase their abiding time with you, God. Lord, we just ask you for this. Lord, we also ask you, Lord, to end abortion, send revival, send the third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. Aiken Picture Frame South has been serving Pensacola for over 30 years with custom framing and shadow boxes, and in most cases, while you wait. Contact Aiken today for sublimation printing, ceramic tiles, mouse pads, coffee mugs, and so much more. Looking for a holistic, organic, and herbal approach for healing? Look no further than Old Time Remedies in Pensacola. With over 200 bulk herbs on the shelf, large variety, and high quality, call, visit online, or drop in today and sign up for one of our popular workshops. Whether you dine in, pick it up, or have it delivered, Miguel's Mexican Restaurant in Pensacola is an excellent choice for authentic Mexican food. With specials almost every day of the week, you have no excuse. Come on in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.